Here's the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy. On the worksite, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch. Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is. It's Monday, people. Take it on the chin. Harden up. Take your medicine. Get used to it. It's a big week coming down the pike. Hey, I've got, a bit of a hangover from State of Origin last night.
A hangover?
Well, done and dusted it is for another year. This time going the way of New South Wales. We'll have Matty Johns on. Don't worry, Queensland listeners, he will be on his best behaviour.
You think?
To talk us through what's happening and what it means.
Another win to the Blues. We've got a World Cup wrap-up, and I have got together with Marshy, and we've picked our favourite World Cup songs.
What's this year's World Cup song?
Well, it's, I don't know, it's not very memorable.
All right.
I want it to go back to ole, ole, ole.
Yeah. Let it go, Jane.
Cup of life.
What is wrong with you? And I'll have a Mexico team update.
Oh, God.
Yes, you know I'm following
them.
In it. Looking forward to Australia going out so I can focus entirely on Mexico.
Can we talk about Nick Kyrgios and what he's been doing?
We will.
Courtside.
We'll do it in our sporting
wrap. Disturbed me a lot.
And we might, speaking of disturbing, we might talk about Greg Norman. And his nude antics too.
Wow,
have you copped an eyeful, Jane?
I have. Thanks very much for that.
It's wrong on many levels. Hey, we'll keep the sporting theme going with WWE stars AJ Styles and Carmella.
I cannot wait to meet
them. Coming in here to talk about the big one in Oz, which has got them all under the one roof.
Oh, huge.
It's going to be so massive, and I'm a little bit girly in love with Carmella, I have to tell you.
I might get in their kitchen.
What do you mean?
I might get in the front foot.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
I might wrestle them.
Oh, please.
That's just what they want.
Yeah. I might take my pants off and in my underpants.
Really?
Wrestle AJ.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to go down very well, but we could run it by him.
Look forward
to it. Hey, Andy Lee's coming in, which is always good fun.
Love having a chat to Andy Lee. I want to play my Mick Coyne song again. I love that Mick Coyne song.
Well
done, Marshy.
Yeah, and Rusty done that too for us, which is great.
Rusty from the Scaredy.
Johnny Depp.
What's he done?
He's blown $880 million on FA.
I'm good.
Sorry.
But even I would struggle to do that. I don't know where I'd start. I'd give it a red hot go. We might ask you, what is?
What are your ridiculous amounts of money you spent on?
Yeah, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more. I'm a bit angry today.
Why?
Well,
it's not like you.
Look, so we had to go to school report this morning. I had to go out to school and get the. I tried the school reports, which are very.
To actually hear the report.
And then there's a parent teacher
night,
which they do in the morning. So I go along, and it was excellent. Everything was great.
You're angry because Freddie and Lenny have a clean bill of health.
What's they like? They go, they're well behaved. They go, yes. Really? Are they polite? Mm. Yes. So then they come home and behave like little monsters. I was angry. They got
it was the best report you could ever get.
Oh, they're going to be in trouble.
No, because
they get home.
Little finger Mick.
Going to
wrapped
get
around little
absolutely.
Finger.
Absolutely.
Hey, well,
it's a slap in the face to Dad.
I know, it's terrible. Well, look, congratulations.
It's like saying, when we go Dad, we'll just
yeah.
Where are they learning
all
that?
All bets off.
Where did they learn that from? Yeah. I don't know,
Dave. Couch ordering me around.
Hey. Congratulations are in order, of course.
To who?
To Prince Harry and Princess Meghan.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they're having a baby.
What?
It's a girl. Well, that's according to New Idea. Oh, no, sorry. They're having twins. That's according to Woman's Day.
Always first with the news.
Yeah.
What is literally, I feel
easy
like
easy tiger.
Just, okay, the first one, royal twins. This is because she wear a frock. To a wedding.
Are
the
you
other
buying
day.
These? Or are these?
No,
are
we, these come to work.
They come to work,
right?
Or I read them at the checkout, like every other normal woman in the world. Meghan is wearing a kind of fugly dress. I have to say, great. It's a little bit curtainy. Looks a bit like a curtain or a bedspread, and from the olden days, and it's a bit flowing. So, what does everyone say? Oh, is that a little pot belly? She must be pregnant. But look on the front cover. I hate this stuff they do in these magazines. They get an arrow. And they point to the belly.
Oh, because that's where the baby is.
That's where the baby is. And then they've got a picture. picture of Harry staring down at her belly. That's rubbish.
I prefer the arrows that go to the like cellulite. The arrow that goes star cellulite. I'll have someone on the beach picking up a towel
Listen,
with an arrow.
If that ever happens
showing,
to me.
Pointing out the hail damage out the back.
I'm seriously going to do a Rebel Wilson. I'll out, take someone out if they get my cellulite.
Pointing out the cottage cheese, as they like to say in the classics.
Well, look, first bump picks and another arrow. This is on another. This is a new
idea. Any onus on these people? I mean, look, call me naive, but do they have to provide any proof?
I don't believe so. I believe apparently now you're allowed to speculate, whack it on the cover. Because now any royals, you know that royals on a front cover magazine sell mags.
Mm. Well, but until they killed their own meal ticket by chasing her into a tunnel many years ago.
They did.
They did.
I know. Isn't they that did. Terrible?
What'd you do, Dave?
Still seems too soon. I watched The Handmaid's Tale on the weekend.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
And I don't know what's wrong with me because I had to have a stiff whiskey after it. It was the most depressing television. There was two scenes in that show.
You always come in looking exhausted
and
haggard.
Let's just say, I've got to tell you, men don't come out of this very well.
Oh, no, it is.
Mate, I'm going to curl up on the couch with a cup of cocoa tonight.
You might need to have some therapy.
You do, honestly. You need to talk to someone after you've
watched it. Many of our listeners are watching this Handmaid's Tale.
You're not painting a great picture.
Oh, man.
The chicks are hot, though, right?
Brutal. It is brutal.
The chicks are hot. It's like...
I did not say the chicks are hot. I did not say that. I'm saying sometimes, though, you know, when I'm unpacking the dishwasher for the fourth time in a day, I do say this is just all a bit handmaid's tale in this house.
All right, we've hit a nerve, everybody. I'm going to power on.
Thanks to the new Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries. Good, better Bosch.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Big win for New South Wales last night.
Seconds remaining.
Hard to read Gus Gould and know exactly what he's thinking at any given time. But I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest he may have liked that. Now, our next guest is the wonderful Matthew Johns. Maddie, obviously you're still in celebratory mode. I remind you, we have Queensland listeners.
Yes. Bit of respect, Maddie, to our...
How are you feeling today, mate?
Jane, Mick, I'm all right. I'm a little dusty. It's one of those things
I love it when Matty Johns is a bit dusty.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
How'd you go?
State of origin's pretty good because you sort of get the end of the workday and you start to sort of have a couple of beers. But I was down at my favourite poker machine having a tap away at about midday. So it was the first start. So by the time but I knew it was going to be a great night because I pulled a bit of money out of it. I said, this is going to be a great day.
A good omen.
Stocked up the fridge and I looked in. I had about 20-odd in there, and I was the only one drinking, and at my full time, there wasn't much left. So I was a little scratchy on ear this morning, but it was a great night. It was a great game.
It was a great game. Now, can I ask you a couple of things? The last 10 minutes, Robinson's in the sin bin. You're on the edge of your seat. Well, let me use the vernacular. Were you shitting your pants at that point?
Yes, I was, Mick. And that's the thing about the history of State of Origin. Queenslanders...
Correct.
Man, they just pull these victories out of nowhere,
it was
like one
very
of those ones last night.
Yeah.
And then I tell you, so like and Mick, you got a great affection for the Melbourne Storm players.
I do.
Billy Slater last night.
Didn't he jump out of the blocks?
He was phenomenal. Was phenomenal. His last series, and I tell you what.
And again, when they came out and they knocked the first two tries out, you must have at that point be going, oh, God, here we go again. They come back. We're at home. They're rolling over the top of us.
Mick, I was thinking that because, mate, desperation and pressure always brings out the best in the Queensland side. So oftentimes we win game one, we go away and we turn up for game two, carrying a knife and they're carrying a bazooka. And it was like that at the start. They just came and, Brad Fittler's done a great job. He's a quirky dude, Freddie. You need a different sort of coach for Origin than you do for week-to-week football.
Right.
You've got to have someone there who... I tell you what Freddie's done good with his quirky method.
Yes.
He's just taken the edge, the pressure.
And they're all pretty young boys. This is the interesting thing.
The baby blues, they're calling them, Jane.
Yeah, they are. They're young, Jane. They're young. He's had them out there earthing, walking around.
I love that. I love that.
Mate, they're doing yoga. They're doing meditation.
What's the new age?
It's, mate, it's just, you know, it was a lot different doing wheel play. We used to have 12-day build-up.
It's different from when you played. Jeez, I'd love to know what that preparation is.
Well, Nick, I'll tell you what, I remember 6 days in, like 6 days in a row drinking, thinking, God, I just don't think this is a proper preparation.
Well, now, nothing's changed.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of celebrations, though, of course, in Queensland. There was a bit of controversy, wasn't there? Yeah.
Talk us through the penalty try. Now, if you're reading New South Wales papers, there's nothing in it, a correct decision. If you're listening to Gus Gould, there was only one decision to be made. If you're reading the Courier Mail today, it's a little more controversial. Can I play you a bit of Gus Gould? Are you up for that?
Yes, I am.
Have a listen to Gus Gould while it's in the balance and see if you can... See if he's barracking or not.
From Cook, a long ball spiralling to Maloney, and there might be a penalty here for Cordner getting impeded by a defender.
Well, there should be a penalty try.
Tackle four.
Should be a penalty try.
This is very interesting.
Tackle four have no try.
Oh, no. It should be sin bin, and it should be a penalty try. He's easily going to get there. Easily. That's a penalty try. Come on, Mr. Video Referee. It's a penalty try. No risk. That's a penalty try.
It's a big call, Gus.
We have a decision.
This is a penalty try.
He's going to give it.
This is a penalty try.
How much reward comes their way?
Great decision. Brave decision.
Is that how you saw it, Manny?
Nick, totally impartial.
Wow.
So there is one more Origin game, of course, to go, yeah. And that you just play that out. Don't you just go along for the
food.
You're
sending the Little League, don't you? You can't, what do you do now?
You still go to the pokies on that day, Matty, and still have a pump.
Of course, usual
preparation for you, Matthew. Yeah.
The old Queen of the Nile.
That's your game of choice. I love it.
Always hanging out for those pyramids.
Oh, good on you.
Well, congratulations to New South Wales. The Queenslanders have had a very good run. It'll be very hard for them to, be too too upset today, I would imagine, given the reign of terror that has ensued in the last 14 years or so.
You know, had a good run, as they say. So, well done. Congratulations.
Anyone else you'd like to thank or any other issues you'd like to address, Matt?
There is one thing. My dickhead brother last night did a stitch up on me with one of the players, and I spoke to him. He rang me before, there you go, and you see the stitch up I did on with Tom Trbojevic. He asked Tom Trbojevic about how good his brother played, and Tom Trbojevic answers back, yeah, well, you know what it's like. Well, no, well, actually, you don't, right? And I said, mate, you've got 3 million people watching. It's the biggest stage, and you organise a stitch-up. I said, mate, that's unprofessional, but, you know, I mean, look, Deirdre was one of the greatest players God ever put breath into, but have you heard him commentate?
No! Bang, across the net.
Manny.
I'm serious. Listen, when he's trying to get to the end of a sentence, it's like a drunk trying to find a doorway in the dark.
I'm not going to choose between the two of you. Don't make me do Sophie's choice, all right?
Well done, Matty. Go back to your machine.
Thanks, Jake. See you, guys.
Good head Matty.
Hey, Matty John's on the Grill team on Sydney's Triple M each weekday morning as well.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The ball's dangerous. Oh, Tim Cahill. Can you believe it? He's done it again. Another golden moment in World Cup football.
Kennedy Malloy's World Cup update.
What a massive night tomorrow night on our screens at the same time. Australia, Peru, France and Denmark. We need two wins. Win for France. Win for Australia to go through to the next stage. That will be massive.
How
I think
feel?
We can do it.
I do too.
As long as no one brings on Tim Cahill at any stage.
Give him
We're
a run.
Just talking about that. And I was just saying, 10 minutes. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, well, that's what you get from the crazy Dutch. Can I say, if Australia do go out, then I go all in on Mexico.
You are big on this.
You know I'm following Mexico.
I know you are.
I love their style.
And for all the right reasons. Yeah.
For all the right reasons, for their pre-match, for their pre-tournament behaviour, so their players who are, well...
Let's just say cartels involved.
The cartels are involved. They just bring a rich and wonderful and vibrant history to the games. Here's the latest.
Yeah.
Mexican players... I had a clear message. This is before they played South Korea over the weekend. A clear message for the throngs of fans who were gathered outside the team hotel on Friday night. Thank you but can you let us sleep?
What?
And by that, I would say they're trying to say, please don't wake up the prostitutes. Because we know they love them.
I know,
they party with them.
But I think they're all in party mode with their fans. They love that.
Well, listen to this.
They do have to have a little bit of kip.
So they are, got to about 10:30 at the team hotel. And out the front, Mexican supporters were on the eve of the Group F clash, were chanting for the players to come down and greet them, while a mariachi band was on hand playing all the classic Mexican.
Oh.
Maybe if they played lullabies.
Ooh.
That's it.
I tell you what, a mariachi band would get a little bit under your skin.
Oh, come on. Not if you're from Mexico, Jane.
Well, speaking of now, I'm going on to the
Mexican
important
music
things.
Is the best.
It is great.
A little bit of...
Let's not go mad.
That's the mariachi I'm talking about.
You put that on the boudoir.
That's kind of annoying.
Do they or do they not have the greatest Mexican hit of all the
World I think it's
World
a draw.
Cup. Oh, watch.
Okay, and I'm going to talk you through this.
So I love the Mexicans.
I have got together with Marshy.
Yes.
Our production guru.
Yeah.
And we have got all the World Cup songs.
From every year from
every year that they had them from 1986. I'm going to start with Mexico. And this is hot, hot, hot.
How do you beat this?
I love it. Let's listen.
Go on.
Yeah, you can't not love that. I agree. All right, so that...
Put your glasses down. That's as good as it gets.
I do have another one up my sleeve. Hang in there.
I know where you're going to go.
All right, hang in there. That's why I say it's a draw. Shut up.
The Mexicans have got it right again.
Let's have a listen to USA 1994. This is Glory Land. It involves Daryl Hall, okay?
Oh, so...
And the sound of blackness.
What happened to Oates?
Yeah.
Oates pissed off at this point.
Oates goes, I want nothing to do with Glory Land.
And Dave, I'll fade this one out.
That is terrible.
That sucks.
America.
Go France, and think about 1998.
Let's hear it.
This is the one I love. Yeah. Yeah, I love this. You can't beat Ricky Martin.
But he's borrowed the LAs from Hot, Hot, Hot.
Not really.
He has.
He's just saying one word three times.
No, Ricky, no.
All right.
Look, it's good. Is that the Cup of Life?
Yeah.
That is.
Is that it?
That is
a good one. It's stood the test of time, but it's no Hot, Hot, Hot.
Shall we keep going?
Yes, please.
South Korea, here Japan, 2002. Boom.
This is a bit of K-pop.
This is a bit of Anastasia. Here to rock you. Never
stop, no. Raise up high. Boom.
Yeah, no, Dave, cut it.
Oh, yeah, that one.
You've got to give him a...
No, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Mick's just getting into the groove.
You got Mexico again?
Hang on. No, it's like a fish.
Everybody, get the whistles out. Dave, whistle, please.
Yes!
Baby, come on.
And I go on. Stop. Let's go to Germany. Germany 2006 is the time of our lives.
This will be good. This will be getting goose stepped to this.
It's by Il Divo featuring Toni Braxton. Dave, cut it.
I prefer the Young Divas.
That one sucks balls too. Bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wasn't Germany. This is not an official song. There was.
I like this.
This one we like.
I like Shakira.
By Shakira. Hips don't lie.
Mickey.
Is that you on a dance floor?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Mickey.
Have you seen this clip? It's very good. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I can't take my eyes off her belly button.
Something about South America. It's fine.
Okay, even though that was the Germany not official song, Hips Don't Lie. Okay, I'm putting that number three. So far, this is my order. Okay, hot, 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 number one.
You got it there?
Cup of Life, number two. Hips Don't Lie, number three.
Yeah. Give me a whistle.
Okay, I'm still on three more.
Let's do some limbo.
Lower!
Get me a drink!
Margaritas, stay!
I've still got three more to go. This is exhausting.
Who's going
to
remember what
Okay, you ready for a bit of South Africa 2010? Waka waka. Let's go, it's Shakira.
Is it Vuvuzela, is this?
Featuring.
Because this is Africa.
Yeah, not
waka,
bad.
Waka Waka. Yeah, is like that the song? Waka Waka.
It's called Waka Waka.
Okay, then Brazil 2014 was right. We Are One by Pitbull featuring Jennifer Lopez and Claudia Leite. Thumbs down.
No. Sucks. Not cool. And what about this one? What
this one, Russia 2018, is Live It Up by Nicki Jam featuring Will Smith and Ira Streffy. No, stop it. Let's go to Hot, Hot, Hot.
It's not bad, but it's no way.
Okay, we'll be back with more news. Nick Kyrgios coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
One of the biggest shows on earth is coming down under. Super Showdown on Saturday, October the 6th, the first ever live WWE broadcast from Melbourne at the iconic Melbourne Cricket Ground. 500 crew are bringing 50 semi-trailers of equipment to put on a massive WWE spectacular. Phenomenal hit! He hit it! AJ Styles, cover! Styles has done it again! This historic event will feature John Cena, Ronda Rousey, and The Undertaker taking on Triple H for the last time.
The Undertaker will once again know why I am the Cerebral Assassin.
To tell us all about Super Showdown, please welcome current WWE Champions, AJ Styles and Carmella.
Good Lord, there you are. Welcome aboard, guys. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Great to have you in here. Before we start, who's that? Look
who's
at that massive dude out there.
That's Wayne.
What's Wayne doing?
That's Wayne. That's the bodyguard, guys.
He's
wow.
If we
he
ask a bad question,
you make us bad. We're sick Wayne on you.
I was going to say, geez, Louise, is it two guys in a Wayne suit or is it actually Wayne?
So what Wayne I'm fascinated about is like, who is going to take you guys on? This is what you need, security as well.
Well, you know what? I'm really looking forward to the Super Showdown. Yeah. I beat Charlotte Flair twice in this championship.
Look at that belt,
and
by
I
the
pulled
way.
That in.
Can I hold it?
Well, be careful, me.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Sure. I was allowed to.
I'm just kidding.
I'm putting on the belt, but I'm hoping it doesn't clash with my shoes.
It looks real cute on you.
It does.
Righto, AJ, they're fighting with
it. It could be a ring, actually, on your finger, Mick.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Mighty.
Oh my.
So that's what it's all about, eh?
That's right. What I'm hoping for is, you know, Ronda Rousey's going to be here for the Super Showdown. Maybe I can have a
what's she ever done? She's
I
a
mean,
bum.
I would love to beat her.
Yeah. Well, we're hearing you. You're starting to get a bit of worldwide news on this. Do you know that it is making the newspapers around the world that you're just being a bit lippy about Ronda? Just saying.
So,
just this minute, I've looked on the web, and it's, you know, getting some traction.
Well, it's going to be a big show. This is like WrestleMania. It's huge.
Have you been out to the MCG?
There's
been a fantastic arena for many people. Not Meatloaf. he came a big cropper there. Don't you worry about that. But it can take all comers. So from WWE wrestling to Simon and Garfunkel. I saw Simon and Garfunkel at that same arena.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you were
born. I'd like
born.
To have seen them wrestle. Yeah, exactly. They're a couple of folk singers. So what I'm saying is this epic arena, which is famous around the world, can take it all. And I imagine on this particular night there will be fireworks. There'll be people as the only Australian hit out for you guys. There'll be people flying in from all around Australia.
People in the U.S. are saying they're going to come.
They're coming out.
Well, that's good. AJ, I want you to know, is this the first time in the world that this has happened, that you're all together in the one stadium?
Besides WrestleMania.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is another one. It's basically WrestleMania is what we got here.
Yeah.
Everyone from the current roster, from Raw and SmackDown Live, and then you have past legends. We have Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels.
The Undertaker
and
Triple X. This is unbelievable. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
It's the last time ever.
I need to ask the question that everybody asks when visitors to Australia come. How many times have you been to Australia?
I think I've been here at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So always had a good time when I'm here.
That's the way.
Yes, and you enjoy it. Is this your first time here?
This is my first time.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes,
you should wrestle a koala.
Yeah, they're mean mothers.
around the world. Who have you got your eye on, AJ? Who have you got your eye on for the encounter?
Whoever wants a shot at the championship.
Is that right?
Hey, you know,
form an orderly queue.
I'm a fighting champion. That's what I do. I defend.
You defend? All right, what about this Cena? John Cena, is he going to play?
Well, I'm assuming he's
going to
play.
Much?
I mean, I know I shouldn't do that, but you know, John Cena is still, you know, on the roster. He gets in the ring and competes. So I expect him to compete here.
Has he gone a bit soft since he became like a big superstar?
Careful.
You know what?
Like an acting.
I don't know if you guys heard this earlier. He also said Ronda pretty much was a softie. Yes. Now you're calling John Cena. I hope they come here to visit you.
That's what
I
hope.
Wayne will step in for me.
Wayne is for our protection. He doesn't protect you.
Hey, now I'm going to ask Carmella something because I've been obsessed with a television show and I don't know we've been watching. Are you up with Glow and have you been watching it?
I love Glow.
Yeah. Can you explain to the guys what it is?
It's basically the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling from the 80s and they're recreating this wrestling promotion. Yep. And it is so incredible. Actually, I've been able to meet a lot of the women from the show. I was on this show where you do a little rap battle. It was Bella Twins and Alicia Fox. Four of the women from Glow and they were awesome.
I'll tell you, to give you an idea of what the ladies wear, because it is 80s, it's very Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
Let's get physical. But even lower cut and boobier.
See some of that in the ring today. That'd be great.
Well, look, guys, we're really excited to have you here for this big announcement. Melbourne is going to go off when you guys are here, so you can get tickets now, and we'll give all the details of that.
We'll give it all out. Thank you for joining us today. Good luck.
Thanks for having us.
And anything else we need to know? Anyone else I can badmouth? I've got to get past Wayne to get out of here.
Don't expect Wayne to take care of you.
What?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
I'll be in a headlock in about 30 seconds.
Good on you guys. Thanks for joining us on Kennedy Malloy.
WWE Super Showdown taking place at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, the MCG, on October 6. Tickets go on sale this Thursday through tickettech.com.au.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
We got some feedback here.
Hang on.
We got some feedback
You've done something.
What have I done?
You've made a bit of a dick of yourself on air.
What are you talking about?
Stephen's tweeted through.
What has he tweeted?
Mick, it's Triple H, not Triple X, you dimwit.
No, that's just his mind where it goes to immediately.
Triple X. What's the bit? Have you got it there? Have you?
What bit? Oh, when you said that on the radio. This bit here.
Everyone from the current roster from Raw and SmackDown Live, and then you have past legends. We have Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels.
The Undertaker in Triple X. Unbelievable. Triple X. Okay.
Even I know that.
Okay, why didn't you get the bit where he didn't know who Simon and Garfunkel were? No. You had to pick on me,
crazy.
Didn't you?
He
goes, I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm concerned.
Simon and Garfunkel. And then I said, I would like to see them wrestle. Simon and Garfunkel. You'd pay to see that at the MCG.
He did sit up, though. When you were smack-talking Ronda Rousey, he got a bit angry looking.
Yeah, it was like two bulls in a paddock.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, shut up, mate. Hey, so you play all the bad socials. What about all the stuff saying you're a genius, Mick? Congratulations, Mick.
Best thing of the year so far, Mick.
For the painstaking work I did on the Bitcoin site.
Hang on a minute.
I came up with this idea, conceptualized it, pulled it off, got my old mate Rusty in and said, Rusty, do me a favor.
I think we might have to take our hats off to Rusty.
Yeah.
Rusty and Marshy, I suppose. Sam, I suppose. But, I mean, if there was one guy pulling it all together, it was me.
For people who didn't hear it, we have been talking about Bitcoin for a long time.
Since January.
Never supported it, and it went gangbusters.
It did.
Despite friendly fire from you in the studio trying to white ant it the whole way through, it was an outrageous success.
And it's come to a very sad conclusion.
Well, it's not, because I've got one left, and I'm going to keep it, and every time you misbehave, I'm going to threaten to pull it out. One left I have.
Every time I misbehave. Yep. Speaking of handmaids, I can't even say the name of the show.
Can we play the song again? For anyone who missed it, got such a good reaction and so many people said, can we hear it again? This is a tribute to the late, great Mick Coyne.
While I was cursing my bank and all of this new crypto shit, when an idea struck me, and that idea was all about Mick. Why not make my own coin and then trade it for stuff for myself? And so Mick Coin was born, and the Nasdaq went and shit itself. My head minted on one side,
and I look like Caesar.
A dick and balls drawn freehand. The trades all started to flow from across this great land.
Hello, I'm listening.
Cause I've got everything, man. Yes, I've got everything, man. Stick other money in the bin, man, cause my currency is king, man. I got promised a kidney, man. I've got everything.
Hello, Fitzy.
Hello, mate.
If you have something that you think I may covet, something that may be of value to me, fire away.
How would you feel swapping it for another RDO?
No way.
That's a sale.
I got an RDO, bomber jacket, ticket to a NABBA concert, wedding dress, rabbit trap, vintage KFC bucket, hollowed out grenade, a copy of Hitler's book, a black label penthouse when the girls all still had bush cowbell, a wedding ring, a penis shaped golf putter, one to Joel for his Suzuki Grand Vitara. I've got everything, man. I got everything, man. Stick other money in the bin, man. My currency is king, man. I got promised a kidney, man. Yeah, I've got everything.
What have you got for me, Serena?
I have a hand grenade.
This is fantastic. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to drive everyone mad around here by rolling that into their room.
I got a chainsaw portrait, spanner set from Bathurst, customised homebrew to satisfy mixed thirst, Zeppelin, 7-inch dunny roll with dad jokes, 10-year-old Sean will show some mix and judo throws, hangover clinic session, motorised bush bike, Roy Jones boxing gloves, signature to mine. I've got everything, man, yes, I've got everything.
I have a genuine, Innes original wrapper,
yeah.
Chocolate eclair that's been in my centre console for 4 years.
Oh. Well, should you ever have the need, I have some breast milk here I can offer you, freshly pumped.
Sold. Breast milk?
I prefer Celador myself, but I...
I've got everything. I got an old saddle, breast milk, vinyl of Disco Duck, goat's head, tea towel, lesson with nunchucks, Zimbabwean, $100 trillion note, Allison, Kylan, Jackie O's gravy boat, Triple M, Velcro wallet, circa 99, a graduation dress from Ladette to Lady. I've got everything, man. I got everything, man. Stick other money in the bin, man. My currency is king, man. I'll probably need that new kidney, man. I've got everything.
I'll give you a kidney when you need one, mate.
How would you describe your drinking and lifestyle?
Well, pretty good now.
And I want you to start living cleanly.
I got a Warney doll, balloon ride, steel panther drumstick, rock collection, box of matches, a guy who'll name is Kid Mick, apprentice for a day, some albums by James Rain, V8, hot lamps, dinner cooked by Jana Holden, racing jumper sung by Peter Brock, a trip to the strippers making Mick hard as a... I've got everything, man.
Steven. I've got a Swiss mountain goat.
Wait, of course you do.
What's it called?
Gary.
I've got everything, man. I've got everything, man. Never thought you'd all give that, man. I have to doff my cap, man. But there's just so much crap, man. Cause I've got everything. I admit that it'll probably end up at the tip till end. I've got everything.
Oh, Mick Coyne. What a journey.
Yeah, it is. The greatest cryptocurrency of them all.
Hey, by the way, the video we've got on Facebook, Instagram, KennedyMalloy.com.
Great job, Rusty.
Yeah, well done, Mick Coyne.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this one is massive, beyond belief. Johnny Depp, what have you done? Where did it go? You need a good accountant.
Who did he find a space for $3 million?
How do you spend $900 million? I'm good.
Really?
I'm totally frivolous, but this guy, he's taking it to a whole new level.
I'm currently trying to get up some of the best bits, if you haven't heard it yet, of a bit of Paul McCartney and James Corden singing in the car, Carpool Karaoke, and when actually goes to Liverpool, and it's really, really happy. What do you mean, all right?
Teary.
It's not teary. I'm not
girly,
saying it because... Tell that to all the Beatles fans in the world.
All right. Gee, you're in a mood. I'd hate to be in trouble with you today. Put it this way. I'd hate to be our next guest.
Oh, what?
Who just happens to be sitting right here, Andy Lee.
Oh, it's nice to be here, guys, off the bench, coming in for the difficult second half of the show. I'm well-rested, though, Tim Cahill. I'm very well-rested. I'm ready to go.
Too well-rested, I would say.
All right.
You like your Paul McCartney?
Of course, thing. I like my Paul McCartney.
I like it too. Don't all get all defensive. It's very good music. Is it as good as this, though? As good as, you know, when I think of great music, I off the top
grab your whistle.
God! Get the maracas out.
Well, this is happy music. Go. You can't be sad listening to this.
Ah, Mexico, you can win this. All right, that's enough. We're having a bit of fun with all the anthems from the World Cup today.
World Cup.
Have you been to one? What's the biggest sporting event you've ever been to in the world?
The Olympics. We've done a few of those.
The Olympics.
Hamish, I'm not sure. Are we allowed to tell the story, Sam, about...
Yeah, just do it.
Sam, a mind reader.
London Olympics? May as well tell it anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if he's remembering which exact story.
I'll leave out a few details, but Hamish and I were banned from the Olympic Village forever.
Well, that is
life.
Really commendable.
For what?
Well
for
done.
Life.
All right.
I'm just looking at Sam.
What did you do?
So what happened was...
I love this stuff.
Yeah. We got asked to go ahead of the 2012 Olympics, go and speak to all the athletes just before they started. You know, obviously they've picked
the
best athletes in Australia, Hamish and I, and they've asked us to go and get them fired up.
Yeah.
And we're so pumped to do this. And we get there and they're very particular about security heading into the Olympic Village.
I've been into Olympic Village
it's like the start
of Get Smart. just incredible.
To months out, you have to apply and you have to do, where there's a 180-point check, it's about a 4,000-point check of ID to get even your pass, and then they check that pass against all your ID when you get there. Now, Hamish and I had left it to someone else to fill out the forms for us.
Valet service, how do you do?
And I felt bad for this particular woman who was in charge of kind of this Australian Olympic team. She filled out the form. She put the day we were going as my birth date.
Right.
Oh. So she, unfortunately, where it was meant to be birth date, she put in the day we were going.
Okay.
They're not very forgiving on mistakes like that, I imagine.
So everything else, I got my passport, driver's license, you know, my library card, my frequent flyer card, whatever they want, I've put it all out there and they've said, sorry, sir, your passport doesn't match the accreditation date.
Wow.
And I said, but I clearly wasn't born today. I haven't slipped straight out of mum and run here.
Didn't make sense.
For the first thing.
Or you'd be standing on the podium because you would have broken a record.
Exactly. I said, you know, I'm fully grown. I'm not a baby. And they said, we won't let you in.
Crikey.
And at that point, I won't name the person because we got in a lot of trouble at the time.
Yeah.
But a certain authority within the Olympic group came out to me and said, Andy, I'll give you a full athlete's outfit. You come through with me. And I've got my full athlete's outfit. I'm meant to be a runner.
Is
so
there any
tall.
Photographic evidence?
They've smuggled you into the Olympics.
The hat, and I've got the glasses on, and I've got their accreditation.
And their accreditation.
And I've gone through.
You're terrible.
So we're in there having a great time until Hamish and I are laughing. We're not really telling anyone. We're having a great time until security came and got us both. And frog marched us out and put us in two separate rooms and wanted to know how we got in.
They
split us. And I was like, I said that I'd snuck in. Hamish is just like, Andy.
You didn't want to dob him in.
I didn't want to dob the person who helped us in.
Oh, right. Andy.
So they've come in and they've said, we're withdrawing all visitor passes from the Australian Olympic team for the rest of the Olympics. And that included the Prime Minister who was arriving the next day. So we're sitting there going, oh my gosh, Hamish and I got put together.
Oh, this is
and they
gold.
Said, we need our senior person to come in. And this person's come in and going, oh, Hamish and Andy, what are you guys doing? It was an Australian who was in charge of senior security.
Thank God.
Right. And they did revoke a lot of the passes that year, so people missed out, which we feel terrible about. Yeah. But the PM did get in the next day.
That is fantastic. I had a very similar incident with that, not as epic as that, mind you, but for the London Olympics, because I didn't have press accreditation.
No.
But
really?
So to get me in late, let's just say I came in as one of the cleaning contractors, which is how I got an access all areas.
You didn't.
Yep. But when I get up to the now, basically, I have caused
basically
a diplomatic incident because.
So you're a registered cleaner. If there's a poop in the pool, they're looking over at Mick your scooper.
They looked at me and then they pulled me over and they went, "Can I just ask? We've got a couple of questions for you."
Really?
How are you involved with
this
service? And I go, "I'm making a documentary. I'm from Australia. Haven't you seen Kenny?"
Kenny,
you two are the lamest.
This is all I could think of at the time. To say I'm not actually cleaning the boggers, but I'm here to
make
a doco on the. All right, and we're in, and I'm sweating bullets. Like,
yeah, it's a scary thing.
Well,
in fact, I'm equally as scared today because I've got something to bring up with you, Jane.
Hold that thought, okay. And we're going to come back and get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Right, let's go to a song
your family.
From my family.
Yes. Oh, Jane. Oh,
geez. This is trouble brewing.
Really awkward.
I don't like this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee in studio on Kennedy Malloy. By the way, talking about your generation tonight, 7:30 on 9.
Great night for Aussie comedy. You've got Talking About Your Generation, which is going gangbusters. You're having a ball, obviously.
That's right. We are a support act, though, to, of course, have been paying attention.
We're all friends around here.
You've got to warm up on Channel 9. You must. be properly prepped.
Get the best of both worlds.
Yes. You can.
And by the way,
Claudia Carvin on tonight.
Oh, love a bit of Claudia.
And how far away is True Stories?
True Story, about 4 or 5 weeks away. Maybe.
Oh, that's exciting. After the Logies. Usually in the Logies, there's a lot of promos for shows that are coming up on 9.
And how are you going there? Because you've been pretty front and centre on this one.
Yes.
You happy?
We're very, very pleased. The cast is an upgrade from last year, Mick.
Well, what about... I sit there waiting for a call. Mick doesn't, I thought I bought a certain... Gold Coast.
You did.
Gold Coast class to the whole arrangement. All right. Now you can dance around this all you like, but you need to get
this. I don't know if I can even look you in the eye, Andy. What's going on?
Jane, something to do with your husband, right?
Yeah. Always makes me nervous. Yeah.
And I don't know Rob as well as you do.
Well, that would make sense. That makes sense. Otherwise, you would be
married. That's not a bombshell.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bombshell. Okay. Mick, you know Rob a bit better than
he's a bad egg. He's a bad look. I like the guy, but I never feel entirely comfortable around him because you don't know what he's going to do next.
Robbie lent me a book, right? And that's what I want to know what kind of a person he is.
Yeah.
Because to me, spending time with Rob's very fun, but he's an analyst and he's specific and he seems to be ordered.
He sounds boring at this stage.
Yeah.
So, look, in the dictionary, he's the opposite to Mick. That's what it would say, the opposite to Malloy.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. They're like two mismatched cops.
Yeah.
Yes. So, so it was The Spirit of St. Andrews or something like that. It was a book about golf courses.
Well, hang on a second. Who's got that?
So I have it lent from Rob.
Hang on. Because there's more to this than you actually understand.
Really?
No,
I believe that Mick Malloy lent that to Rob.
Really?
No. It's a different book.
Is it?
But he gave mine back in pristine condition. Okay. And he actually said, I feel awkward reading someone else's book because I know how personal it is and I would hate...
Travelled
with it. By the
way,
The Match is the book
you travelled with it.
I travelled with it, and in the throes of a quick travel, it got bent. The cover got severely bent.
No.
And that was when I first started fearing Rob.
He is a Pisces.
Yeah, would he care for
I
a
think
bent?
This could be.
Would he care about a bent cover?
Can I just say this to you? Yes. And I mean this. This is an actual conversation. When I lent him the book, The Match, which is another golf book, I lent him the book and he went, oh, wow. And he gave it back and he goes, that's one of the greatest books I've ever read on golf. He said, my favourite, though, is my copy. I'm not making a joke. I'm not making it up. He goes, this is the greatest book on golf ever.
Yes.
It's my copy. I'd like you to have it when I get the chance. And so he... Make no mistake.
So it's meant to go to you.
It's a sacred item.
Andy.
You should give it straight to me and then blame me.
That's what I'm thinking.
If you've bashed it around, what have you done?
I thought you'd lost it. That's all right. You've still got it. Don't worry about it.
That's
all right, isn't it? Okay.
He's probably read it with cheesel hands. He's probably got cheesels. I know how you operate. You're disrespectful in this regard.
Okay, no, the story continues, Mick. I bent it.
You bent it, yes.
And so I put it, I was like, oh no, I've bent Rob's book.
Yeah.
And he struck me as the kind of person that would like a pristine book, an unbent book.
Yes.
And so I put it amongst all these other books at the bottom
to flatten
it out and phone
How'd
books.
How'd that go for
phone
you?
Phone books, etc.
That worked?
We had painters come in and they cleared away everything. And I can't find the book.
Oh, dude.
So I just want to know
I'll tell you now. He'll do because he's a gentleman. Mm. He'll go, Andy. Mm. Don't worry, mate. It's not that important. Mm-hmm. He'll go home and beat up his dog. He'll do something. He will. This will not go.
We'll leave it in his corner. I'm not going to speak for him.
Oh,
And I'm sad that you feel terrible about
it. That's a sacred item. That's a sacred object.
To be frank,
I think it's got to be somewhere in the house,
guys,
still. But Beck,
to be honest, I couldn't think of a more flipping boring book in my life. It is about the golf course of St Andrews?
Yes. It's the spirit of St Andrews.
What is wrong with you?
It was lost for a while. It was actually lost to
God
us,
Father.
And then we got it back. And
I'm glad
and apparently
you lost it.
It's lost again. That's the only copy.
I don't want it back.
Here's another thing to the story, right? Yes. So right. Beck was looking for the book in my house after the painters had been.
Yeah.
And she found this little box that said teeth, right, and opened it up, and I had my teeth in it. Like,
like your baby teeth?
No. Wait. These front teeth are fake because I was...
What
did you do?
Playing ice hockey, Hamish and I, and I got them both smashed out, and I kept them, and then I had to have fake teeth.
I'll give you a Mick coin. I'll give you my last Mick coin.
Well, I had fake teeth, and so then I had to have fake teeth, like a denture, and I kept that as well. So I had this accumulating growth, like... this little cardboard box, right? So, this says teeth. So it seems like a weird serial killer type of thing to do, just to have a box of teeth. Hamish last night just shaved his beard. Have you seen his beard?
No.
His beard has come completely off.
Yeah.
What's he doing with that?
Well, I asked him. I said, have you
Where's the beard?
He goes, I haven't been able to throw it away yet. And I said, you should put it in a cushion. You should put it in a
That's
cushion.
That's a good idea.
You should make a merkin.
Yeah. I was about to say.
You should make a merkin cushion.
I wanted to ask your people out there, because Beck thought I was weird. Then Hamish is...
Not weird.
Can I say something? I thought where you were going with this was to say, I can't return the book, but would Rob accept a box with my teeth in it?
I think Andy's getting to body parts in my...
This is a good idea.
I've kept my first ever ponytail that got chopped off.
Oh, wow.
We should put that with Hamish's beard.
When I was a...
We could create a doll.
13 years old.
We could create a doll of everything.
Hey, a voodoo,
your hair.
A voodoo doll.
My teeth. Hamish's beard.
Voodoo doll. Of Rob, and we'll stick pins in it.
Hey, have you kept anyone in Australia?
Yeah,
we're calling to you now. Have you kept weird body parts or any body parts? Because it's weird anyway.
1-333-353.
All right, we'll take your calls after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy. Andy Lee's still with us too.
Yes. Talk About Your Generation on tonight, of course, followed by on Channel 10 by everybody paying attention. Make sure you watch both. Hugh, I don't know what you've done with this book. But of Rob's. But have you left it beside the toot? Have you checked?
Floor? Surprisingly, I did get a text.
Oh, from Rob about the book.
He said, I'm glad that Andy went through the pain, but I don't think he read the note properly. He gave you the book.
Give me the
And now you've lost it.
Oh,
it's an own goal, you idiot.
He said he can't complain because Mick lent him a Tom Doak golf book. What is going on?
Oh, this is true.
And one of only 500 in the world, and Rob kept it for 15 years.
Do you know what? I remember storming around my house on a number of occasions going, what are my friends? Tom Doak's Confidential Guide to Golf, and it's a first edition.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I can't put my finger on it. That's right.
Rob had it.
Yeah,
but what makes me more mad is that Rob lent you... his copy of...
No, he gave it to him. He gave me a book.
And I lent him the match, and I got nothing.
I think he must obviously likes Andy that's all right. more than he likes
I'm
you.
I'm still friends with him. That's fantastic. In the meantime, we're asking about people keeping body parts.
Really upset, man. Okay. Now, listen, let's go with body parts because you...
I kept my teeth
in a box.
In a box.
And I kept my hair... in a paper bag. It's still in the same paper bag that I had it cut when I was 13. Because I had a really long because when I got the Lady Di haircut.
Are you sure you didn't send it to Prince Edward?
Okay, I also kept my children's teeth, which is not uncommon. I've got lots of teeth.
Really?
Well, sometimes that's also because the tooth fairy forgot to do anything with them.
Tim Carey still has got a few IOUs out there.
But there's lots of unusual things that people have
shaved off a bunion.
I find it weird that you've kept your teeth. How many teeth do you have?
Oh, lots.
Sure, well, she can make a necklace. Make a necklace. Like that.
I could make a lay.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hi.
Tell us what strange body part you kept.
Not me. My mother of four children has decided to have a photo album and a photo of us at birth, and each in that photo is our umbilical cord.
Hey! Oh. Ooh, okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I went round to a friend of mine's and I was opening the freezer. I go, what's this? And it's like one of those vacuum packed things. Oh, that's my, what is the
umbilical
birth? Placenta.
Placenta?
Yeah, placenta.
My parents were cleaning out the family fridge and found my sister's placenta in there from yesteryear. But my dad is so ordered that it was perfectly marked with it had the black marker on it and just said, Ali's placenta and the date. We know when that happened.
Well, is she going to plan on?
Or was it used by date?
Is she going to slow cook it or something like that?
Okay. Next up, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, guys. My 90-year-old grandfather kept his kidney stones in a little jar on top of his TV cabinet. And everyone that used to come over, he used to show it to them.
Do you know what I'd do with my kidney stones? I'd go for a romantic walk down the lake and skip them like that.
Four skims.
I don't even know what they look like. They look like a stone. What do they look like?
They're terrible.
Paul?
Did you ever watch Deadwood?
They're probably about 2 to 3 millimetres round, and they're clear.
They're clear.
Oh, mate. Okay.
Yeah. You can swear put that in a ring.
One of the worst scenes I've ever seen is Swearingen trying to pass a kidney stone on Deadwood. Through the eye of the old diddle diddle.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, for that. Hey, Kathy.
Strafe the room.
Hey, how are you?
Really well. Now, what is a body part?
It's not actually a part. It's a little bit that lives in a body part.
Hmm.
And it's when I was a teenager, I really liked this boy and I had the fluff from his belly button in a locket.
Oh, that's you, Kathy. Hi. It's been a while. Hi, Kathy.
Nick's fluff.
Can I have that back?
Yeah. Kathy, what the hell is wrong with you?
What was I thinking?
Have you still got it, Kathy?
I think I have.
Oh my god.
How many boyfriends have you had? Have you got enough fluff to get a quilt together?
give you a cushion.
Kathy, that's gross. Thanks for calling.
There it is, gross.
Saxon.
How you going?
G'day, mate.
That's good, yeah. My hair.
Mm.
Yeah, what happened?
Since I was about 3 till I was 18, I've always had my hair, never had a haircut.
Oh, my God.
Never had a haircut? What are you, one of those, people who grow their nails till they go round and round?
Yeah, I'm a musician, so I've always had long hair. And I lost a bet at work, actually. I'm a brickies labourer, and I lost a bet at work, and they cut it off with a brick trowel. So.
Oh,
my God.
Those bums. And then what happened with your hair? You've kept that, have you?
Yeah, I've still got it.
How long is it?
At home. It's about 800 centimetres.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
8 metres?
Sorry,
800
centimetres. 800 centimetres.
Almost a metre. 80 centimetres.
You said 800.
Listen,
8 metres.
I am not going to have an argument with you about measurements.
But I was right. 800 centimetres is 8 metres.
And this guy was a labourer, so he should know his distances. Do they cut it level? Saxon, he's gone. Ivan.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What body part did you keep?
A finger.
Oh, a bit of a finger.
What? Good on you.
Which
just
one?
Stick it in a locket and send it to your girlfriend?
No, it was a middle finger, and I lopped it off at work and went up to the hospital, and my workmate came about half an hour later into the hospital with my finger that he found in the car engine bay of the car.
He gave you the middle finger?
Yeah, he did. He gave it back to me.
All right. Guys, we're going to have to nip it in the bud here. We've got so many more calls, but we've got to get out at this particular point in time.
Well, also, I'm feeling a bit queasy.
Yeah.
After I heard about the finger being chopped off.
The belly button.
I'm not good with that stuff.
Well, you know what? You need to be cheered up a bit. You need to do some, some up-tempo. Yeah!
Thank you, Andy Lee. We'll see you tonight.
Talking about your generation tonight.
Thank you, guys. 7:30 on 9.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, well, I was talking to you about James Corden and the Paul McCartney clip that he's got on Carpool Karaoke, which has been a very successful phenomenon. That's what everybody now knows, really, James Corden
for. Yeah, that's right.
To have Paul McCartney in the car was ace because he'd been doing a series. James had been doing his shows from London, the Late Late Show. Week of shows. And in pops Paul McCartney.
So he drove around Liverpool.
And they, even for this song, which I'm going to play the first clip of, they took it in turns of driving as they showed it. So let's have a bit of a taste.
Let's go! Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm going to be a star.
Whoa!
Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
Okay, so as they're driving around.
Great way to start their carpool.
Excellent. And people are starting to realise in Liverpool.
He's around.
He's around, which is great.
I think I just saw Paul McCartney driving through the main street.
So then they go into another wonderful song, and it's Penny Lane. Before we play it, Dave, you know, the words in Penny Lane, there is a barber.
There's a barber shop.
So they go to the barbers as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Just let them, let's listen to this.
Yeah, Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello.
So he walks into the barbershop in Liverpool, and there's the woman there is just gobsmacked because it's bloody Paul McCartney that walks in. He gets a bit of a trim.
He gets a free haircut.
He gets
there
a free
cut. And by the way, on Penny Lane too, he wins. He goes up and signs. They get out at the Penny Lane sign, and he gets out and signs it, and they go, no one will ever believe that's my signature.
The momentum which drives this whole story is fantastic because more and more people are obviously getting word that Paul's around.
As he does a lap around his childhood.
And he does. Yeah. And he goes to his childhood house where he wrote many songs with John. Here's another bit.
We'd just written She Loves You, which was to be a big Beatles hit. My dad's in there. We're just finishing it up in here, John and I.
Yeah.
Loves you, yeah. Loves you. We go, okay, well, that's it, you know, I've got nothing. So he said, go play it to my dad, you know. Because he was a musician, he played piano.
So then you go in here and
so
you
we
say...
So we come in here, we say, Dad.
You say, Dad, we think we've got a song.
Listen, you know, you want to hear a song? Yeah, okay, son, we'll be fine. So yeah, okay, we go, loves you, yeah. Loves you, yeah. And he listened to the whole song and he said, that's very nice, he said. But son, he said, there's enough of these Americanisms around. Couldn't you sing She Loves You? Yes, yes, yes. No.
That's quite sweet, though.
And we did not heed his advice.
I'm going to say,
had we have done, who knows what
she
could
She loves
happen.
You, yes. Yes, she does.
What was extraordinary too in that house was he goes and sits on his toilet. Yeah. He goes, oh, then he goes, I used to sit in here because it sounds so much better. And he sits on his own toilet. Yeah. And this thing's the size of a shoebox.
Yeah.
This is Liverpool.
Yeah.
And he sits on there and says, I used to sit in here for hours listening to the sound.
Because the acoustics were good. Mm.
The woman who owns the apartment now is following him around. She can't believe what's happening. As he sits down and starts playing on the piano in her apartment, you can see her going, this is not happening.
It is mind-blowing. Then they go for the big finale. They go to a Lilliputlian pub, rock in, and they ask James Corden asks people to play the jukebox.
Yes.
And as they press the button on the jukebox, curtains open and this plays. And the realisation from that he's there is amazing. So love me do. So everybody who happens to be in that pub, but it is like an old Beatles, it's like Help Me, the movie.
Yeah.
Word spreads and people start running in to this pub and they finish on this number here.
Yes, they do. There's about 1,000 people crammed into the pub at this point.
And people are crying.
It's a truly, it's a very uplifting number.
It is.
It's amazing. And what I was blown away by was Paul McCartney's sense of humour and candid affection with his fans. It was very revealing.
And the time he spent. So that put me in a really good mood. Hope it did for everyone right now.
By the way, the link, if you want to watch it, we've got it on
our
Twitter.
Have a look.
At Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yay. Your new way to drive home.
All thanks to the new Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries. Good, better, Bosch.
Well done, Bosch. I've missed talking about Bosch.
I have too. It's been a whole weekend.
Do you know what I did?
What'd you
do? Just at dinner parties, I'd bring it up. Guys, you heard about the new lithium
battery. I'll tell you, there's nothing
battery.
More a woman wants to hear.
Six-year warranty. A bit of Bosch talk.
Yeah. Totally.
High Finder's doing wonders for me.
I'm sure
I do it
is.
In the boudoir.
Oh. Get your Bosch out.
Bosch better, bigger.
Mm. People say, is that a Bosch you've got in your pocket?
Hey.
Sorry.
Bosch. There's no 6-year warranty here, Toots. No, the Bosch is the greatest.
It's backed by a 6-year warranty. Who gives you that?
I love it. You know what? When you say Bosch, you know how it makes me feel? Olé, olé. Bosch.
Naked Bosch, Bosch.
Come on.
All right.
We love Bosch.
Were you wearing your jacket, your Bosch jacket?
I was all weekend. I was hot, hot, hot.
Oh. Well, the Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries is backed by a 6-year warranty.
Say it again.
All right. The Bosch Procore 18V lithium ion batteries now backed by a 6-year warranty.
Your new way to drive home.
Kennedy Malloy.
Good work, everybody.
We're talking about spare body parts with Andy.
Andy Lee brought it up.
He's kept his teeth that he got knocked out.
Mm. Playing ice hockey.
I keep good my kids, what do you some keep? Of my kids'
you keep
teeth.
Your, and your ponytail.
My ponytail.
We did ask a few people. I rudely cut everyone off because we were running out of time. We had to hit something.
Wasn't rude, but yeah, you know, I was just you get a bit testy.
Yeah. Okay, you don't have to agree with me. We've got a couple of callers still ready to go. Sue.
Hey, Nick.
Hi. What is it you've kept body parts there or thereabouts of your...
Well, it's actually my friend. I wouldn't do it. I think it's disgusting. My friend has kept all of her four children's teeth.
Yeah.
She had four girls, all their baby teeth, and she has had them mounted into jewellery. So she has a brooch, a necklace, and some earrings.
So it's a bit Game of Thrones, isn't it?
It's very disgusting. Game of Thrones.
It's like cheap pearls. It looks disgusting. It's like wow. It's white...
The only tooth necklace I ever will pay is the one from the Big Lagoon, Christopher Atkins. Yeah.
Shark tooth.
When Christopher Atkins had the show.
That's the coolest
ever.
Do
you know what? That's my outfit, is the shark tooth and the loincloth.
That's your outfit?
If you see me coming down the beach.
I would run a mile if you're in that.
You're like the Brooke Shields of that movie, Jane.
Well, I
am. Christopher Atkins.
You need a coconut bra.
Well, I'm happy to don that.
All right. Well done, Sue. Well, it's not you, but you've dobbed in someone else. Peter, what have you got on the boil?
Yeah, g'day, Mick. G'day, Jane.
G'day.
What happened?
Oh, I've been with my partner for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you mentioned it before, she told me, well, she's got her three boys' foreskins in the filing cabinet.
Good God. Okay. What the? What's going on?
Is she like a witch or something?
Talking about Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
She's going to put a curse on someone?
She kept them in.
She's going to throw them at someone as she... drives past in a car.
Surely they're a bit crusty by now.
Yeah. I'm all for a memento. But you may have crossed the line there, Peter.
I tell you what, we've got some tickets for you to go see Bon Jovi.
Yeah, good idea.
See what happens, Peter? When you tell a story like that?
Yep. Chuck the foreskins at Bon Jovi. You'll love that.
By the way, tickets go on sale this Friday, June 29, tickettech.com.
Have you been paying attention tonight? Who's on?
Tony Martin. Oh, Ursula.
Great. Tony Ursula.
And... Edo and Ed
well, that
also
sounds like
with
a full
Sam
Beck.
Pang and Ed Cavalier as well.
You're persevering with Pang?
He'll be all right. Hey, we're on Instagram with AJ Styles and Carmella from WWE, and they say that he looks like my brother. It literally looks... He looks like me with a beard, to be honest.
Wow. Well, maybe you could put your ponytail on as a beard.
I could. It's a bit Demis Roussos.
All righty!
Demis Roussos. All right, Dave O'Neill to join us tomorrow. See you then. Kennedy Malloy.
The new Bosch ProCore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good. Better. Bosch.